Lesson number two, vowel changes that are related to the New York resonance. And now we're going to look at some specific pronunciation changes which occur between Standard American and New York dialect. The first substitution probably could have been included in the last lesson and looked at only as really a resonance change, because the vowels really don't change that much perceptibly. But for several reasons, we will consider this to be an actual phoneme change. The low back vowel, ah, which is sometimes rounded in America when it's spelled with an O, changes to a very flat frontal sound in the New York dialect. It really changes to a low front unrounded sound. In addition, of course, as before, its resonance pushes forward. So instead of stop or stop, you have a much stronger frontal stop, stop. And this is a very important change to perfect, getting that sound forward, down, and unrounded from stop to stop, from orange or orange to orange. Be very careful in New York speech that you don't add an intense rounding of this vowel and get stop or father. This is an extremely important distinction because there are several other regions in the eastern United States, especially regions of Pennsylvania, where this rounding does take place. And this represents a very clear distinction between those two regions. Okay, let's go through the specific word list and sentences. I'll again start with the standard pronunciation and have you repeat it, then go on to the new phoneme. Don't forget the resonance. This is a simple extension of that new timbre. Word list A. Spa, spa. Onset, onset. Pocket, pocket. Stop, stop. Sentences B. Stop the onset of the quality option. Stop the onset of the quality option. I'm still overstressing a little bit here just to make sure that you get that sense of the resonance pushing into the phoneme change. See? The light socket popped and shocked Donovan. The light socket popped and shocked Donovan. D. Father calmly pocketed the blonde's ring. Father calmly pocketed the blonde's ring. Make sure the jaw is moving actively. It doesn't have to be a wild, aggressive movement which can abuse the vocal folds, but you do have to get that movement downward and get it from the resonance and its muscularity. Now, the second of the New York phonemes is another one that we have to be very careful with. It's the sound I, as in fried, sliced, which many dialecticians claim changes to an oi sound. Freud, sliced. Now, this can be a bit misleading, though, for two reasons. First, this sound doesn't change all the time. When the long I is followed by any voiceless consonant, it still has the aggressive New York resonance, but it doesn't round at all. For example, before the S sound, slice. Before F, life. Before T, flight. Before K, bike. And before P, pike. But even when the sound does change before voiced consonants or at the ends of words, it still doesn't become a fully rounded oi. Because if the oi is done oi, fully rounded, and is substituted in all its glory with a really full oi sound, then you're not going to get the correct sound. You're actually going to get some confusion with a Cockney sound. Freud, sliced. So instead of using that symbol in the manual for the oi, I'm going to use another symbol for just a half-rounded or slightly rounded diphthong. Now, in order to get the New York sound, you have to make sure that the rounding comes only from the bottom lip, not Freud, but fried. Now, this half rounding should be very simple. It grows right out of the resonance movement we've already done with the lower lip and jaw. It is a fairly aggressive lower thrust and lower lip rounding. This phoneme change works well only when it grows out of that typical New York resonance we've been working on. Now, if you pursue your resonance exercises effectively, this change will almost take care of itself. So generate this sound from that timbre. Don't think of it as an isolated phoneme change or pronunciation change. First, let's try some words where the long I doesn't round at all because of a voiceless consonant. But still, feel the muscles working in the front. Lightning, lightning. Right, right. Michael, Michael. Life, life. Now another word list with words where the long I does half round into the lower lip with the pump. Pride, dime, fine, cry, drive. Sentences B. Eliza was the pride of the whole science department. Eliza was the pride of the whole science department. C. Fried pike is sliced thinly for Friday night supper. Now, be careful on the New York version. Pike and sliced do not round because of voiceless consonants. Fried pike is sliced thinly for Friday night supper. D. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. Again, a reminder, don't get a fully rounded oi. It's not the ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. That will get you into the wrong dialect. The next change that works along with the New York resonance comes with the oar sound. Again, growing right out of the New York resonance, this sound gets stretched out farther in the lower part of the mouth and almost extends into a W, so that instead of aw, as in brought, it becomes brought, with most of the forward thrust again occurring in the lower lip and opening up that resonance focus that we've been working with. All right? Word list A. Thought, you repeat. Thought. Often. Often. Jaw. Jaw. Flawless. Flawless. Sentences B. Lost boys become flawless at reform school. Lost boys become flawless at reform school. C. Horses often cost more than $4. Horses often cost more than $4. Getting that movement into the jaw. D. The short dog fought the hog because the moth thought war was normal. The short dog fought the hog because the moth thought war was normal. That's all right, friends. I don't know what it means either. Okay. Now, the last of the vowels that we'll examine in a direct relationship with the New York resonance is the A vowel, as in cat, mat, man, can. Now, in many situations, this vowel changes to the frontal nasalized diphthong, yeah, yeah. Now, this one can be very confusing, however, because this substitution does not take place all the time, as it does in parts of Chicago, for example. And if you use this sound too pervasively in places where it doesn't belong, this dialect is going to sound quite strange. Now, many linguists have shied away from trying to give us a rule as to when this change happens, preferring to say that there's no real rule and it's just kind of haphazard. Now, I agree that you're always likely to find a lack of uniformity among New York speakers on this one, but I do believe that we can state a fairly comprehensive rule, even though it's a fairly complicated one. I'll state it briefly here and explain it in much more detail for you in the accompanying manual. In general, the A sound changes to ear when the vowel is followed by certain specific consonants, except when those consonants are themselves followed by a vowel or a glide consonant. Example, when the vowel is followed by a B, it does signal the change, such as scab or lab. But in words where the B itself is followed by another vowel or glide, it will not change, such as cabaret and fabulous. Now I'm going to go through all the consonants which trigger the change, giving you examples of the simple changes and examples of the cases where the added vowel or glide neutralizes the change. And then in cases where the phoneme changes don't take place, notice that the basic low front New York resonance is still present without this ear vocalization. Okay, the B signals the change, as in grab, tab, but with a vowel after the B, cabbage, abolition. The D signals it, mad, bad, sad, adding, but with the extra sound, saddle, paddle. The F signals the change. After, calf, half, laugh. But with the extra sound, daffodil, raffle. The G signals it. Bag, hag, lag, sag, rag. But with the glide or the vowel, haggle, straggle. The J signals the change. Badge. But with the extra sound after it, badger, Sagittarius. The M signals it, Tampa, Sam, Ram, Lamb. But with vowels, Alabama, famished, hammer. The N signals it, ant, ancestor. But followed by vowel, anniversary, animal. The S signals it, brass, fast, gas, nasty. But with an L, which is a glide or a vowel, hassle, castle. The sh signals it, ash, mash, cash. The voiceless TH signals it, bath, math, path. But with vowel after it, Kathy, athlete, Hathaway. And the Z signals it, jazz and raspberry, but not with the vowel sound after it, dazzle. Let's look briefly now at a couple of vowels, a couple of consonants, that is, which never signal that change in the vowel. The K, back, jack, lack. The L, al, pal, sally, not el, pl, sally, like you get sometimes in Chicago or that area. The P doesn't signal it. Lap, happy, dapper. The R doesn't signal it. Narrow, marrow, parrot. The T doesn't signal it. Battle, rat, cat, Saturday. The CH doesn't signal it. Batch, catch, naturally. The voiced TH doesn't. Lather, rather. The Z sound doesn't, as in casual. Now that we've gone through that, let's look at a few sentences which mix up the words which do make the change and those that don't. After the damage was done, I haggled nastily with Kathy about the cash. We had a narrow escape on Saturday afternoon because the ants hammered away at the picnic hamper. Naturally, the man wore the badge after the sheriff handcuffed the casual athlete. Spend a good bit of time sensitizing yourself to this one. I really would practice and mark scripts with this because you don't want to be throwing this substitution around too much in places where it doesn't belong. This is now the end of Lesson 2 on vowel changes in the New York dialect which are related to its resonance.